neighborhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Chatsworth man is expected to appear in court tomorrow after a double murder in the Durban South area. Police say the man was arrested at his home after allegedly going on a rampage, killing two people. Bayview CPF Chair Brandon Pillay says the first victim, a barber, was in his shop yesterday with a client when the suspect pulled up, walked in and shot him. He then returned to his home on Fiona Road, where he allegedly shot his 54-year-old gardener dead. Pillay says the killings have sent shockwaves through the community and have renewed calls for stricter gun laws.
This seems to be truly criminal, in my view, and that whatever the reasons are or circumstances surrounding that, it does not allow anyone to take the life of someone else. And we really are concerned about the safety of communities, especially when it comes to having access to firearms. And we really keep on talking about gun control in our country, but you know, this continues to happen. I mean, if someone is not supposed to be having a firearm or not stable enough to keep a firearm, then they shouldn't be having it.
Judgment in the discharge application of 8 former bodyguards of Deputy President Paul Mashatile has been postponed to next month. They want the charges dismissed on the grounds of insufficient evidence. The magistrate was not available today as they are not feeling well. Newswatch's Cliff Shiko has more from the Randburg Magistrates Court.
The officers from the South African Police Service VIP Protection Unit were charged after being filmed assaulting two people on the N1 highway in Sandton in July 2023. They faced 12 counts of assault, malicious damage to property, pointing of a firearm, contravening the Road Traffic Act, reckless and negligent driving, and defeating the ends of justice. Earlier this year, the officers were acquitted in an internal subs inquiry. Cliff Shiko, Randburg Magistrates Court.
The Aerospace Systems Research Institute at UKZN is teaming up with a space company to help the country develop its own rocket launch facility. ASRI signed an agreement with Mura Space to commercialize the development at the Overberg Test Range in the Western Cape. The university says the collaboration will focus on suborbital test launches as part of the country's long-term goal to launch rockets from local soil before 2030. Mura Space CEO Frederick De Ritter says the project will boost the aerospace sector and attract global investment. He says the partnership will also support skills development and promote STEM education for young South Africans.
Any of these launches where we collaborate with ASRI will support human capital development programs in South Africa. So the researchers and students, scientists and engineers from the university in KwaZulu-Natal, as well as other programs around the country, would be involved. There's a technology and innovation transfer and a skills transfer component to South African residents and citizens as part of these programs that would be quite significant.
Durban 22 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 21, Richards Bay 24. The top story, a Chatsworth man is expected to appear in court tomorrow after a double murder yesterday in the Durban South area. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.